Good morning all, it's Friday today. Just a quick boo today because it's a day before the weekend and I'm running a little bit late. It's already 5 to 8, I need to get in the car really. And I still need to do eldest's cream on his hand. Yeah, that needs to get done as well. Seems to be clearing up though, so I'm hopeful that the doctor's prescribed the right stuff. Get that sorted, which will be good. An interesting day yesterday, in terms of some freelance training work. A contact came back to me and said, yeah, they are actually interested in me giving them some training on Zen Framework after all, which is good news. Not sure yet when it will be, but they're a fairly prestigious company. So that could work out quite well. Another prestigious organisation has also contacted me asking if I could do a code review for them of some work that they've hired another company to do. So I quite like that one to come off because it looks quite interesting. Though it will result in me being very busy in the evenings. But we shall see. All in all, very, very interesting. So, last day of work today before the long weekend. And I'm taking most of next week off as well. I think I'm working Wednesday and then I've got Thursday, Friday off. So we've got a very relaxed week next week. Quite looking forward to it. Yeah, what else I want to talk about? Contract happening at work at the moment, which is in very close to going live, is a classic example of what happens when the client uses up all the slack and all the buffering that I put into the project time scale right up at the very beginning. This project had allowed, I thought, fairly amount of time for the risks involved. But what ended up happening, as I told them at the time, was that they used up all of the buffering trying to get the visuals right. We estimated somewhere in the region of 6 to 8 weeks to sort out visuals, and it took something like 4 months, 4.5 months, something like that. And losing that 8 weeks right at the front of the project has resulted in no slack anywhere else, as I said at the time. So I feel quite comfortable in our position on this project, but obviously via the law of Murphy, everything has gone wrong since then. Things that were supposed to be fairly simple haven't been fairly simple. Things that were supposed to just work haven't worked the way we expected. Not just our end, the client is supplying their own server and they've had lots of trouble with firewalls on that server and DNS issues. And absolutely amazing, an absolute salutary lesson in how important it is to have slack in the project, how important it is to have your risk accounted for as time in the project. What I don't know is how to handle this going forward with the client. I think if I was going to do it next time, I wouldn't remove the slack later in the project that just because we'd used it up at the beginning. I think I would have pushed the deadline back immediately just to keep people on the same page. Because I think that would have made the client a little bit less stressed. Though they did have a hard deadline, which is what I can't understand. They've got external pressures to deliver, and still they wasted so much time at the beginning. I wonder why that is. Anyway, I see I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to stop here and go to work.